The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Half the people recline." Now, there was a great deal of grass in that place. So the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over, so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord. Those of you who are parents, and I'm sure there are quite a few here in our congregation this morning, you probably could remember the first time you gave some solid food to your daughter or your son. Do you remember that moment? Perhaps if you are a new parent, is something that you will remember right away. If you are an old parent, nevertheless, you would probably recall when that child looked at you and looked at his mother or father giving something to him or to her, if he saw solid food. That child looked at you and was wondering, "What am I receiving from this person with whom I spend so much of my day?" Nevertheless, of course, that kid could not say anything, but because that mother or father would give it to him or to her, they would take it, and they ate it. So there is something here that we must remember: food that is good for that baby, and at the same time, the parent who loves that child and who really takes care of him. The child learns to trust his parents, her parents, that way, because they know that those people are doing something good for them. We have a story here in the gospel today that we have heard so many times, and we hear it throughout the year, because they are in the 4 Gospels. And the story, of course, that we have heard is about the generosity of Jesus and the hunger of the people who were before him. So Jesus was a well-respected person, and people were following him. We heard that. He was curing the sick. He's doing good things, so might as well go and see him. But they were hungry. They forgot to bring food with them. And Jesus realized that and noticed that. So Jesus said, we got to do something for these people. We got to feed them. And of course, we know in the story that the amount of food that they have, the loaves of barley and the fish, were not enough for everyone there to eat. So someone said, you know, there is a little lad here who has some loaves and some fish. And as Pope Francis said this morning at St. Peter's, you know, we must remember the generosity of that young boy who had this food, and then he was being asked to give it away, to give it to someone else. What am I going to do without this? But he obeyed. He followed the orders because he felt that he was doing some good for other people. So Jesus distributed the food, and of course he could not do it himself because there were thousands of people there. So he gave it to his disciples and said, distribute them. And people, of course, knew what they were receiving. They were receiving some bread, some barley, loaves of barley, and some fish. What was also important for them is they were grateful because of the kindness of this man by the name of Jesus and what he was doing. Things multiplied. Things really came to them because the Lord wanted it that way. Jesus, of course, by doing this, was making a big statement, which they did not realize at that point. And if you continue reading the Gospel of John, then we would find out that Jesus later on was telling them, I am the bread of life. If you think the barley is really, the barley loaves are good enough for you, wait until you taste who I am. And of course, they were amazed at what he was doing or saying. And then later on, when he tells them, if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will not have eternal life. Now, that point is very important, because although Jesus was saying something which is very relevant, because he said, without me, you cannot go to heaven. Without eating my blood and my flesh, you cannot enter paradise. The people were amazed and confused. Put yourselves in that situation. Rather than criticizing those people who did not believe him, because at that point, some people walked away from the Lord and said, this is too much. How can we eat his flesh and drink his blood? It doesn't sound good to us. But they didn't capture what he was trying to say to them until very much later on. And the first Christians, you know, the followers of Jesus, after Jesus had died and resurrected, remembered this episode in the life of Jesus, and they continue their tradition of celebrating the Eucharist. We take our sacrament here so much for granted sometimes. We come to communion every Sunday, some of you every day, and sometimes, you know, we do it automatically and we don't think of it. We don't think what it does for us when we receive the body and blood of Jesus. Jesus is giving us support and giving us strength. At the times when we need it the most, when we are ill, when we have some sort of challenge in life, coming to the Eucharist is a source of strength. It's something that really makes our life indeed very strong, stronger. And then we can go on with our lives if we really believe that we are receiving the body and blood of Jesus. And then, like it happened that day, Jesus is asking us to help other people to understand the sacrament and to distribute the body of Christ to those people who cannot come to us, those people who are in hospitals, those people who are at home and they cannot walk and they cannot come to Mass anymore. So the gospel today is full of interesting things for all of us. The message is very strong. Jesus is important to us, and feeding on his body and his blood will give us strength. Will give us strength not only for ourselves, but to continue on the journey to do things for other people. Jesus is asking us to imitate him. So by doing all the things, we are really doing, following his command and doing what he's saying us to do. We're heeding what he tells us and loving him and loving others.